Ladies.
And you.
He sucks at this. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No. Ladies and.
Everybody, shh.
Ladies.
Ladies and ladies.
Okay.
Welcome back, ladies and ladies.
Of course.
Ladies. Only the ladies.
The episode we've all been looking forward to since like episode 30.
One.
Episode
100. One double bagel.
One double bagel. One Welcome double back bagel, to the One baby. Double Bagel podcast. Today we're missing Grunk.
But
because
that's okay.
It's time for tests.
It is time for tests.
He has a lot of tests to be doing and working
and
on.
Our boy's getting smart. Our boy's going to be actually influenced in the future. I don't know if you guys know this, but
I could see him being president.
Do they? Wait,
we're
kind of
like bumps compared to what Grunk's going to be doing in the future.
Is it doxable if I say what school he's in?
He's
literally doxable? Going to Harvard.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he transferred last semester.
What the fuck was that?
What? Dude, you're eating a banana on episode 100 of the Group Chat podcast. Sponsored by GamerSubs. Use code GROOB to get yourself some lean. Maybe we'll sell a tub today. We'll think about it and see.
We could try and sell one or two.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, did Larry eat the banana where it was like went down his throat?
Dude, he ate like the whole thing.
It's a small banana.
No, when you did that, the lights.
Oh, that is a tiny banana.
Look, that's
a tiny banana.
It's not a tiny banana. That's
audio listeners. It's the size of my hand. My hand's small.
That's huge.
I'll be
in comparison. This is the size of Shaq's hand.
Okay.
Wow.
See, that is a massive banana.
That is
very
massive.
Big.
That's a massive banana. That's not tiny in the slightest.
Well, realistically, that is a huge banana, I'd say.
It's a little big.
I think it's perfect to me.
Too big.
I would say that's at least average.
It's almost unenjoyably large.
It's average or above average. What do you guys think?
Makes you full.
So let me eat my banana in peace, man. Welcome back to episode 100. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
All right, Mr. Shiesty over there has got to talk. Come on, say something. What? So it switches to you, and you can see that we're both twinning.
What it do?
Twinning.
Talking about gamer subs, we got to say what Nick's doing with the gamer subs.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that segue. It's really important, guys, and I want to catch you guys while it's early. You guys have from today all the way until Sunday to buy lean using code GROOB, and you have the chance of winning a Pokemon card. Now, it's not like a giveaway, but like essentially, what was it, Tuesday? A few days ago, we opened up a base set 2 booster box on stream, and you can get some cards with it. You see this?
What?
See, all of them want it, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this one. Ready? Nine tails.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Dang. Ready? Venusaur.
Yeah.
Yup. Who wants that Raichu. Venusaur? Wait.
No one said
Who wants Venusaur?
Yay.
Okay, so if you guys use code GROOB.
Who wants Venusaur?
You have to show him. Who wants Venusaur?
You're the best. You're the best.
I wish I was like my.
Love you. You're great,
dude. You'd be the. What if you're like the Rock?
You are. You're like the announcer.
Vince McMahon.
That's what they do.
Vince McMahon.
That's what they do. It's like, all right, when they're like bringing somebody out, they're just like, they look around.
You think, dude, that could never get old.
Let's get
no, dude. The WWE is on top right now because of Prime and Logan Paul.
That's all. That's it.
I'll say it. Did you see iShow Speed got RKO'd by?
That's the only reason I would like ever watch a WWE clip.
That was crazy.
How much do you think Logan Paul gets paid from WWE?
1,000.
I bet you he doesn't get paid as much as you think, but he probably gets a huge discount for like Prime sponsorship.
You think so?
Yeah,
dude. Their company is at least worth like $6 billion.
$6 billion.
Yes, I think they've done like 1.something billion in like.
Can you look up Prime net worth? Because that was a crazy claim,
dude. I doubt that's even that far off.
Well, I looked it up, and it's like the way that a company gets evaluated is like,
woo!
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
The first billion YouTubers is going
to
be...
3.2 billion to 8.4. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're driving right now, imagine...
Dude.
Would you start driving to the airport?
You're
going
to make somebody crash.
Would you start... Sorry, dude.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy.
Really
I have $4 billion.
Nah, that's like a gross amount of money, dude.
Do you think
do
that they're
that?
Ever going to sell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the entire point of Prime Hydration was to get...
Yeah.
Acquire.
Yeah.
By Bubba Bola. You really think that KSI and Logan Paul have like this love for
Yeah, you think
drinks?
They're like passionate about like, the fucking
oh, I love hydration more
dude,
than anything.
I love just making like drinks like look healthy but taste like candy and melty popsicle so bad.
I think they do.
They don't give
it,
a shit.
It gives me like a sugar rush almost.
Like, but there's like no sugar, is it there?
Yeah, it's called like coconut water and then they could put like it's a
I
healthy.
Thought there was like a tiny amount of coconut water. Like a such a dubious
dude I don't even know
a dubious
amount. Dubious amount of
it
coconut
tastes
water.
Too sweet in my opinion.
There you go. That's how you make prime.
How to make prime.
Is that
could
easy?
Have looked up the ingredients.
Did they look it up before they had prime? Like
we got coconut water. Oh you do got coconut, huh?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot of coconut water.
Coconut okay. water tastes like shit. That's my statement of the day.
That's all right. That's all right.
This probably tastes like
lemon
crazy.
Salt? What?
What?
Salt? Yeah.
This is like something you drink when you get water. Sick.
That's why.
That is not prime.
Better honey for some sweetness. So we add about a teaspoon of that in.
What?
Make sure you mix it in.
Water, right? Honey, lime,
that
salt.
Looks like it tastes like prime.
Yeah. This is like something I would drink if I was like on death's row, like, and it healed me instantly. That's not what prime
don't drink
like.
Prime. You're going to die for me.
Oh my God. Shelby Mitchell.
All right,
Shelby Mitchell, thank
Shelby,
you.
Shelby, what the hell, dude?
Can we talk about what we're going to do today for the 100th episode special extravaganza?
Oh, yeah, we are. The so. Hell, I tweeted, now keep in mind I did this a little late, and by a little late I mean tomorrow I gotta upload this podcast episode.
Oh, shit.
But I put out a tweet and I said, reply with your favorite clips from the podcast, because we're gonna take a trip down memory lane for episode 100.
Memory lane.
So that's what we did. Now, we've done 100 episodes, and we do them once a week, which means we did 100 weeks, which that is
2 years.
Is that 2 years?
52 yeah. weeks in a year.
Yeah, it's 2 years.
My God.
We started this podcast in January or February of 2022, one of those months.
Let's check. Let's go back to the channel.
By my mathematics, we started it in May of 2022.
Mathematics?
No. What do you mean?
No, we did not start in May. We started in like January or February.
You're full
of like
BS.
2021.
I'm not.
You're full of PS.
Oh, Poochie. March.
Ooh, January, February, April, May.
We missed a lot of weeks then.
We've missed
probably, three or four.
Yeah, we missed 3 or 4 weeks. That's
also, we have an imposter video because we have 100 videos on the channel.
Yeah, dude, something's not adding up here.
We have an imposter video.
You'll see why.
We have a 22.5 episode.
You'll see. Yeah, we have 11.2.
11.2.
Is it 11.2?
Yeah, we were not taking that shit seriously at all.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
It was 11.24
minutes. It was literally just me and Nick. Like sitting there being like, yeah, we're gonna meet up.
Look at that thumbnail.
Dude, that is crazy. Ridiculous. Dude, when Cam was making these thumbnails, I gotta give it to Cam. He has a brain that I just can't have.
I don't know how that. He used like the same emoji 3 times, but like, he distorted the faces too many. He's like, all
five,
of them are distorted.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That one's upside down. 13, 14, 15. Dude, there's so many. He just kept spamming it.
Wait, I was wondering, was I even like.
Yeah, look, there's you.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 1.
You started it off.
Aww.
You started it
You're
off.
Welcome everyone.
That podcast. Sponsored by Binance.
Okay, that's
forgot awesome. About that.
Sponsored by
the Binance sponsor
Binance.
That we definitely
I forgot
had.
About that.
Okay, why was I not here in episode 1? Where was I?
What were you doing?
Clearly not giving a shish or
wait,
a fluff.
Wait, what's the date?
Oh, you're on.
When'd you roll in?
Episode 2, I bet.
The date,
he's not here.
March 4th.
No, that's episode 1.
Dude, it says Yummy is here on like episode 4 or something.
Yeah, Yummy wasn't in with us.
Yummy moved
but
in.
But then why
us.
Is he in the picture?
No, but we were still at our own house.
Oh, yeah.
But Yummy just wasn't doing oh, look, see, now he's here.
Dude, think, you know what? I was moving, I think.
I think you're actually right.
What? There you
quickly,
are.
I'm really proud of us. We are 4 episodes strong.
Oh. And from that day forth, it all went
from that point on.
Single one. You died like episode 1.
Yummy, yeah, you're supposed to be dead.
Wow, that's our exact thought process right here. Just 2 years ago.
That's where it started. The whole died thing.
Where was I, dude? Can we play it? Can we listen to it for a second?
You're like Brian from Family Guy.
Whoa! Wow. Listen to Grunk.
Why is Grunk so like odd?
Wow. He's a little baby.
I wish Grunk was here right now.
It wasn't that long. What the?
Yummy, you've been moving for like before we even had.
So there's the answer. I was moving.
Yeah, I picked up a lot of boxes and I walked really, really far.
You walked?
Wow,
you
that's
walked.
Impressive.
You walked all the way?
Yeah, from Las Vegas to Tennessee.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. That's what it is.
There's the move, baby.
There it was, yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, dude. That's so fucked up how like we started this shit back when we were back in our old humble abodes. And now we're all here together in the second house.
Except for Grunk.
Don't grab me.
Look at the third episode. What is that?
New album coming soon.
2 years.
2 years ago.
I think we're getting sidetracked a little bit. I think we have to look at what the people's favorite
moments are.
What
are the people's favorite moments?
Yeah, so we got to see what the people's favorite are. And we're just going to kind of like...
That was like last week.
We're gonna, yeah, I was going to say...
He's wearing the same outfit.
All right, all right.
It was like last episode.
There's a lot of moments.
Same t-shirt. Can I say something real fast before I start?
Uh-huh.
Fans can like walk up to you and like kind of remember something that happened like 2 years ago and then be like, do you remember when you did this in that video like 3 months ago?
Yeah, when you have like, let's say 50,000 people all watching that thing, there's bound to be at least one person that is like, that was a great moment.
Well, dude, I was at Collecticon and a fan walked up to me and said, do you remember like 2 years ago when you said this in that video? And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I say, what? Nope, I don't know.
Do you watch videos from years ago?
Sometimes.
No. Not anymore.
Do you fully watch them?
Like, sometimes.
Where you can pick up all the references and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I see, the beauty about editing is that you watch it so many fucking times that you have to at least somewhat remember.
Dude, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I hated that. When I used to edit every single video I posted, I would remember almost every moment in a video for like years.
Lastly, VC, you bring up any scene, I'm like, up, 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 like falling
along.
Yeah,
you were like to a point that like Yummy's trying to watch
the video. Dude, you ruined the video for me the first time I watched it because you were like, you would be like, oh, you want to see this part? Let's go to this part. Psh, yeah. And you would just be saying what I'm saying before I even say it when I'm trying to watch the video.
Because it's like a habit. It's like I have to do it or else.
You were like, yeah, then you ate 12 donuts. I didn't eat 12 donuts. Yeah, but you wouldn't put on a clean pair of pants. No, I wouldn't put on a clean pair of pants. And you're just like literally saying the whole script of the video.
I know. It's
like memorizing a Family Guy video.
Yeah, it is. It's like I have to recite my scriptures in front of my council meeting, my counselor, in order to get like cool points. So I have to do that for you and anyone else watching it. It's my duty.
You hear that? He was doing it for you.
Well, thank you, Isaac.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It.
That's how much he cares about you, you know?
So this is you pitching a pyramid scheme, apparently.
There's this new water filter. It holds 13 gallons. Have you guys heard of it?
No,
wait,
what
no.
is it?
It's
what?
A Berkey water
Berkey
filter.
Berkey what?
Berkey water.
And they sold this many units in the first
They're supposed to show like a fake graph.
Is that the awesome. Same one where you were telling a story and I said, wow, and then you're like, bits over, Yummy?
Huh?
Is that what that podcast was?
I don't remember.
You were saying something, and I was like, wow, and you're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was the exact same one.
Which like, one was the... How like, long wow. ago? Like,
but I was being serious.
This was like...
I
this
said,
was like
oh, yeah, yeah.
You sounded like sarcastic.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this clip?
Grunk's
is
always
this
good.
Is old.
Grunk's awkward silences.
I'm not even here.
Remember the girl? It was Kate Upton. Remember? She played a role as like...
The goats!
Wait, Yummy, why do you look like the you goat. Have a fucking Jimmy Neutron head? Look at your hair.
It's the carpet behind my head.
It's like you have a Hershey kiss on your head.
Oh, this is, I know what this is.
What is
I'm
that?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it. I'm watching.
So we have this, blah, 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 and then Yummy will be like,
Sprite.
Sprite
now.
Oh, this is the way.
This is a good one.
Dude,
yeah.
You guys are such liars.
I don't look at people in the face. Why? That's a sign of respect.
You're pissing me off.
You're not better than them, Yummy. You're not better than them. You're not better than them.
I don't think I'm better than the homeless guy who eats his own shit on Fridays, dude. I don't give a fuck.
No, you're not.
You don't listen. What's your deal? You don't even listen.
What, me?
I said I'm not better than, and you're saying, no, you're not better than. It's like, yeah, that's what I just said, dude.
I thought you said you were better than them.
No.
There was something in that house. There was a gas leak in that house.
Yeah, there
there's
actually
a gas leak in this house.
There's going to be a
There's a gas leak in all these houses.
I hope
I'm
going to
make another
leak.
One in this house.
I need one.
What is this?
Oh,
this is fucked up.
What is this?
Me and Isaac were in the kitchen. He's doing his thing. I'm doing mine. I'm like in the living room, which is right next to the kitchen, right? So I walk in. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Ooh. I walk in, I do that. Okay. He sees it. He's like, okay. Okay. So then he gets ready. He braces. Goes, okay.
All right.
And then, dude, the fucking dirtiest one yet. He goes, hoo, hoo, hoo. And then his fucking leg.
Boom.
Goes,
yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he goes, hoo, hoo, ah.
Dude, I wish, oh my god, I wish we had like our security cameras then, because that was really good.
You literally couldn't walk.
It was the craziest. I was like on the ground. I couldn't move for like several minutes. I eventually was like able to hobble, and next day it was fine.
Yeah, you know what that is, right?
And nothing happened.
You know what that is?
What?
You're getting old.
You're an old man.
No, you're it was like my entire hammy. It wasn't a bone.
Nope, people just think you're getting old.
Dude, what was up with my, like, I think I changed
you break
more
anything,
than anybody.
You break anything, you're old.
I think
we old.
A lot of us changed. Like, a whole
like
bunch.
Every clip, I'm
wait,
different.
You kind of look like Ian from Smosh.
Yeah, you do look like Ian.
Why? Dude,
I need to see what he looks like.
Look, not the
like
old
Ian,
one, but
Ian
now.
New, yeah,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, look. Like, yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's so similar,
dude.
What the heck, dude? I just look like everybody in the world. I think I'm just like
you.
I'm a default character.
You have one of the most like similar faces to a lot of other people.
I'm surprised you've been like arrested for like something you didn't do.
Dude, I swear to God, I saw like a wanted poster and it was a guy that looked like me. It was just like the worst.
Or it just was you. Like, it's so weird. I was watching.
Why don't you guys just not lock the door and implement something called the knocking system? Because
Larry's bisexual.
Ask.
He's going to
work. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
classic.
It's happened before. I pooped with both doors open one time.
Tanner, what are you going to do?
You did do that.
I'm going to be like, la 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 la.
Yeah, it's always a classic one. People always remind me of that one.
That time whenever we were like living with the same bathroom, dude.
I miss
that. We had to build a system of.
I love this podcast.
Sorry.
See, he's already doing
there
it.
He's
already
there
doing it. For anybody but yourself.
I know.
Did Isaac just spoil the next movie?
No, it's what. I don't know why.
Just I'm going to punish you by not watching it.
I retain every single bit of every bit that we've ever done is in my head. I have it.
No, I actually want to watch it because that's a good one.
It is good.
We're still not talking about the goddamn singularity. You're going to make me Google it.
The thing. What? What do you want to know about it?
Yeah. So what year?
2045 or like 2048 sometime. Like, so...
I love this podcast!
I love this podcast!
What did you say about Boss Baby? Like, what did you even say?
Who, me? I said it?
I don't know. I think it was either Larry or you or him. I don't. It was
boss
one of
I didn't say anything about
I think
Boss
it was Larry.
Baby.
Go back.
I heard Boss Baby. Watch. Larry said something stupid.
Singularity. You're going to make
the
me
thing,
Google it.
The thing... What? What do you want to know about
right
it?
Here.
Yeah, so what year...
2045 or like 2048.
It's Larry.
I don't know what I said. I heard Boss Baby. I don't know.
You said, what year is Boss Baby? And then everyone collectively had to look away.
I was like, Tanner looked away.
I love this podcast.
Because I knew.
As we heard Boss Baby.
Drunk felt like he couldn't talk on the podcast for like an entire year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, to this point where people were like, please let Grunk talk.
Please let him talk.
That was pretty bad.
By the way, I want to tell you guys something. Like,
why am I the worst roommate?
You are.
Dude, are you doing it again? Is he doing it again?
What I do?
No,
it's just
read it.
I just read it.
No, watch.
I remember I was watching a show and then Isaac gets his food and he sits down and he changes the channel. Oh my God, Isaac.
I'm like,
I did do that once. I was like, Isaac, he turns into like a guard dog. One time I woke up really early at like 5 a.m. and I was going to go get Starbucks. And I open my door and I make like one step on the stairs and he like goes like, and he like staring at me like a dog. And he's doing different things on the couch.
Not even that. I just turn my door handle. He's like, who goes out?
he's like an old going to shift, not like a lantern. He's like looking around.
I'm the old. There's an old shopkeeper accent that I put on when I don't know who's there. I go, oh no, come on out, 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 come on out.
I'm like tiptoeing around trying to get a drink, and I hear like, hey, who's out there? What's going on?
Dude, I still tiptoe.
I occasionally still do that. Like, I don't know why you tiptoe. It's like, I'm not going to punish you for going in the kitchen.
Before I go down, I'm just like, oh, and there's nobody here.
That was in the old house, right?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it was because everyone's door besides mine was like, you could hear it open from the living room.
Everybody knew Isaac was coming out.
It all led to the living room.
Yeah, I could hear whoever's door was opening. I could just like hear a door, and I was like,
Yeah, but like when you changed the channel on me, I was like, what the hell?
Why'd you do that?
I was like eating my food, having a good. I was like, oh.
who's out there?
Who goes there?
Wanna watch
the
movie?
Slightest crack of my door handle, dude. Our doors were so squeaky, you'd go, you'd be like, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dude,
like, come on.
I remember two things from that house. One, when we were mad at Larry, we'd take those basketballs and we'd throw them from the living room.
Yeah, we would do
and
that.
And then when we were mad at Tanner, we'd grab the basketballs and we'd throw it at his wall when he was trying to sleep.
I was trying to sleep. It was like literally 3 a.m. I was like, I need to sleep early today.
Oh my God. Do you guys remember when Yummy would be asleep and we'd go in his room and like start recording him and we were trying to compile those videos like every day?
Yeah. I bet you, because we've talked about that on the podcast before, I bet you that shit's going to appear on
this list.
He
still
hasn't
seen those?
What?
No, he hasn't.
He still hasn't seen them. Yeah, like, dude, we record him when he sleeps.
He hasn't seen him, dude.
Wait, Yummy, remember when we put the banana peel on your door handle? That was the last time.
We did
that.
That
was the last night. That was the last night we did that.
Do you guys remember the 48 times that we filmed Willie masturbating? We never showed him.
Wait, no.
Till today. Keep scrolling.
I remember.
Till today.
Yeah.
We had a really good show. Him.
What is this? Welcome back to the Gucci!
Yeah! Hold on. Let's do the intro like we're a radio station.
Oh yeah. You're listening to tuning in. They say tuning
Welcome
in.
Back to the shark.
You're listening to Dino 108.
Dino.
Oh my God. You're listening to 104 in the jungle.
Okay, I see why people crash now.
Literally the first like 3 seconds of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on the podcast.
Listen to the jungle.
Oh, Red.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, Red? That was Red.
We haven't seen Red in a while, dude.
Yeah, you're Look at my like big sore I have on my hand.
Dude, it looks like a cartoon. You know, like, you know when a mallet hits a hand and it gets red?
I love red, dude.
I think we should take a break and ask like each other our favorite podcast moments, but I don't even know if we could do that on the spot.
I gotta think. I gotta think right now.
I would have to think a little bit on it.
Let's keep it in the back of our heads.
Or we could keep it like very general. I just like it. I think it's so funny when Grunk gets mad. That's like my personal favorite. It's
Grunk
so
getting
funny.
Mad.
Grunk getting mad is fun.
Because sometimes Grunk will just be so quiet and then just out of nowhere he like blows
it's
up.
It's like a snap.
Yeah,
he snaps.
So unexpected.
Yeah. He's sick of being like the nice guy, like quiet guy.
He's sick of being the nice guy.
He's sick of
Oh my God, wait, can we talk about one thing while we're thinking of the podcast moments? I just saw right over there it says OJ Simpson dead. I think it's pretty effing bananas that he died the day after I posted a clip of us name dropping him.
Dude, I'm going through all your comments and it's like everybody's
Can you say this guy's name? It's like I'm a prophecy. Like,
it's like you're the death note.
I'm like a prophet.
Didn't I do a prank call and use somebody's name and he died like the next week?
His name was Mikhail
Gorbachev.
And I thought
he said Gorbachev.
Yeah, Gorbachev. I thought I said
Gorbachev.
No, you said Gorbachev, and I said it like I put Gorbachev. I spelled it because
I remember I thought we just made that name up.
Yeah, a week
was a real person.
A week after that passed away. Just crazy.
We have a power. We have an evil power.
We have an evil death note like. Sentence power.
You better hope we never say your name in any form of media, James.
Yeah,
James.
John.
James.
Yeah, Joe. No,
John, what's the most common?
Where do you see James?
I don't know, I'm just saying it because I know he's watching right now. James.
James.
John.
Hey, James.
Hey, Alyssa, I see you.
You better watch
I'm going to say one.
That's evil.
John Williams.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's dead.
There's a lot of those.
If you're an Alyssa out there, it's over.
Johnny Appleseed, I see you.
Okay. He's already been
Count
dead.
Your days. Nuh-uh.
He's already been dead.
He's
what is this one? Oh, this one gets quoted out of context.
Out of pocket things.
Yo,
I mean,
you say a lot of.
They were like animals. They were like.
I was taken advantage of.
Wait, you quote that? You quote that in your life?
You quote that in your day to day life?
Out of context too. There's no context.
Dude, Larry, your reaction.
I quote
Wait, what? Oh,
your
reaction.
Just your reaction to like.
They were.
Dude,
they were like animals. They were like.
I was taken advantage of.
By who?
What?
You know what I do? I go right in front of your face cam, and I'm like,
like you can't
every
believe
time,
it.
Every time I do it. Every
you gotta get a closer look at me.
I have to like look what? At you like,
oh. You can't be serious right now, bro.
I didn't know what to say when you said that. I was just like,
dude, that was a kid.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I forgot what I said. I think it's like people made me cuss. Yeah, that's what it was.
It
was like something larger.
Your opener was just horrible.
But it was true.
I think one of my funniest, like my favorite funniest moments from the podcast is when Yummy said he didn't want a daughter.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're like, what would happen? You're like, put up for adoption.
He just did not want a daughter.
Don't want one.
I think I remember Tanner's jaw was like dropped or something like that. But you were just going on about not wanting a daughter, and everyone in the comment section was like,
you were so mad.
There was a meme. Remember the Jimmy Neutron thing where Sheen was like, one, she's a girl. Two, she's she's a girl. Yummy after asking.
Is that what people were saying?
Well, your yes. kid.
People were saying it was that girl. Video.
That was you. They're saying you were Sheen. So one, she's a girl. Two,
three, she's a girl.
She's a girl. That's my favorite God. One because I saw that meme right
now. Two, she's not a boy.
Wait, what's
two, she's not a boy. Three, she's a girl.
I want to try.
An old one.
I want to try and guess what the hell this is about.
I don't know. I don't remember
it's
any
so
of the
long
old
ago
ones.
That it's almost
that's
impossible.
My old house.
Yeah, yeah. Old house. Whoa. My
Tanner,
old. Your old
room.
Old,
we didn't move in together at all. Period.
Wow.
Yet.
But look at your background, dude. You were living lavishly.
You're beautiful.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Tanner,
yeah.
That's your old house.
Old
too?
House. Yeah.
Oh.
Happen. So, what are you guys giggling at?
Okay, imagine you took off your hat. It was just one of him.
That, by the way, I just want to say that is our most viewed podcast.
Is it? Is that Goofy Gaw Edition?
Yeah, oh my god, no, it's not.
I want to let you guys know we wanted, we did not make that title Goofy Gaw Edition.
No, we didn't title it at all.
I think almost all of them we didn't title at all or yeah. do a thumbnail or do anything. It was just like Cam, like
just Cam
whatever Cam thought of, we were like, yeah, run it.
There were some really like, funny yeah, ones.
There
look at
the
fucking
shark one.
There's a fucking shark with a red arrow.
That's my favorite one.
He's in like a pool.
It's like, yeah, it's not even like an ocean. It's just a pool.
Dude, that one honestly seems way more recent than episode 8. I remember that way more recent.
This one? The child?
Yeah, I always remember that one. Look at Yummy eating hot dog.
Yeah, why'd he put all that in my fucking mouth?
He put a goatee. Look, he put like a mustache on.
You got a mustache,
too.
I'm pretty sure we were all wearing, or we had the face app shit on.
Oh, we did.
Dude. Yeah, we did.
Oh
yeah,
my
we did.
God.
We all had a goatee.
Yeah, this exact one of these clips in this podcast, it was like you when you put on the glass, you're like, who am I? And everyone was like trying to talk, like, who am I right now?
Larry looks like a completely different.
I look like a man.
Is it El Meche?
What?
El Meche.
We're talking about rugs.
It looks like an IT person. Like he like works on computers. Dude,
it's so crazy.
So
look, if you go back to oldest for a second, go to episode 12. Episode we met 12. Up three. We went to Austin 3 weeks.
Oh
after
my god!
The podcast.
Yeah. Or was it 3 weeks before we moved?
No, because we moved in August, but we went in June. Is that insane that
we
started the podcast?
May, I thought.
Was it May?
It was May.
Oh, it was May. Yeah.
And we did our IRL episode in Ibble.
Whoa, there it is.
Look at Grump, dude.
Which was honestly like, we weren't expecting to do, you know, we had never done anything IRL. Like, we all met, I mean, I met everyone for the first time here, and this was so smooth, it was so easy. It was honestly, like, one of our best episodes.
I would go there every single day.
This was our first time meeting Grunk
and
Yummy.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, because Tanner had come to
New York.
Larry, went to go see.
You came to my place.
Yeah, you never came up, did you? I mean, a little bit later on, but wait, I think I have up to New York. I think
I went there twice.
I
went there twice. Or I went to Jersey.
Twice. Oh, that's right.
I went to Jersey once for one of your videos.
It was the package. It was the credit card video.
Exactly. Right. And I went the second time to meet Tanner.
That was in January.
I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure that's when we were celebrating when you got partner.
Oh yeah, something I did get like partner. That. I got partner, and then I went to New York.
Hey, yeah. I want to go to New York.
That shit was lit.
Have you ever been? Trust me, never. I don't think you're gonna like it.
I think you'll like it.
He'll
I
like
think,
it.
I think you'll okay. Like it. I think you won't. I think you'll find it funny.
I think if I like we find
big,
a studio,
I like big cities.
If we go to a studio, you'll like it. But no, New York is dirty and stinky. Yeah, Vegas was better than New York. I'll say it. Okay, I'll say it. Yeah, Vegas was much better than New York. In terms of like,
it's probably a lot cleaner.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a lot,
and like not as many.
Probably a lot
people.
Less dangerous too. I'll be.
I
real.
Mean, you're just genuinely you're comparing poop to diarrhea. Like, it's still shit at the end of the day.
I guess so.
Vegas wasn't that dirty.
Vegas was pretty okay.
I mean, the sidewalks like are pretty gross, but it's not like trash. It's just like there's so many people walking.
There's a
on
lot
it.
Of people.
Yeah, I think and, the worst yeah. thing you could find in Vegas is like vomit on the sidewalk. The worst thing you could find in New York is like a dead guy who shat himself in the middle of a street.
Dude, I see people like wipe their ass with their hands in New York and wipe it on walls.
Yeah, there's a guy who shit in the wash bucket that a subway worker was cleaning the subway oh. things with.
Dude, I'd kill that guy.
Oh, it was bad, yeah.
I would just keep, like, cleaning.
The stalls are little apartments in the subways.
The thing about
bad.
New York is that it smells like garbage because they don't have proper, like, disposal of garbage. The garbage just goes on the street because there's nowhere else to pick
Think
up
of,
the
like,
garbage
dude,
from,
imagine if, like...
And then, like, poop and pee on the
someone,
side.
Imagine if someone from Japan was told lies about New York and being, like, the super awesome place.
They
and
go.
And they've never seen it, and they go, and it's just... It is...
It's bad.
Oh, my
it's bad.
God.
It's
All right, what's
bad.
Better, New York or Tokyo?
Dude.
Probably New York.
That's really hard.
That's difficult.
I don't know.
Well,
all right.
Which one's better, Shibuya or
no,
Manhattan?
Gotta... Soho.
remember, Isaac said Miami was better than Tokyo?
Yeah, he did.
What do you got to say about that, Isaac? What do you got to say about that, Isaac? What do you got to say?
Do you remember when we were on the San Francisco Bridge and GeoGuessed there and you're like, oh, man, this might be more beautiful in Tokyo. None of us said a single word. And then Larry started laughing his ass off at you.
Yeah, it was because he was
making fun of
you.
You
were
mimicking you.
Yeah. Yes.
After we clicked the pyramid in GeoGuessr and went there?
Yes. That was the joke.
Dude, I was making fun of you.
The joke was that because you said that.
Really?
Oh, my God. He didn't catch on. Wow. And he put in his video. That's crazy. That is actually crazy.
I knew you were making fun of something. I just didn't know what.
It was when we were in Tokyo and you were like, wow. You're like, man, I thought Miami was like the best place ever on planet Earth.
Miami Beach.
And then you were like, this might be more beautiful than Miami. We
like, this might. This might.
It's like, it's a we close
like,
call.
You're like, dude, what? Miami?
This might be more
Miami
beautiful.
And Tokyo. Those are your comparisons.
That's like, that's like me saying, like, this is better than Washington. I like, just a little bit.
It's like old town. Oh, man, this is kind of cool. This reminds me of Texas, dude. I'm looking around everywhere.
I was going to say that if you go to the oldest episodes, if we start from the very beginning real fast, I think we only lasted 4 episodes because we used to do those live. Remember those?
In the yeah. Discord.
Oh, the stage.
Like, we did. Yeah, we did that in the stage. And I remember afterwards, I think you guys all remember this, we would all do like an after
party
hangout.
There was an after
hangout,
party hangout, yeah.
And
after
you were
party.
Drunk and whatever, and you got into an argument with me about a Wawa burrito was more healthy than sushi.
Nuh-uh. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Sushi?
Yeah, it was. It was.
I mean, you were like, Wawa burrito, bro, 60 grams of protein, 500 calories. You're going to tell me sushi can beat that?
Sushi? The cleanest food of all time.
I was like, dude, what? You're talking about preservative meat versus just raw fish.
Dude, I miss the shit out of Wawa. I will say it once. I'll say it for the rest of my life. I miss, dude. All
right, group right goes back to
so
Jersey.
Bad.
We live there.
I'm right here. Look. I'm
right here. What's up? What's up, right Wawa? What's up, Wawa?
Let me get some poppers.
On,
Commander.
You see that?
The Wawa, Washington.
All right, let's go back to these.
No, wait. Scroll back. Just scroll down really quick.
Oh, down?
Just really quick. One more thumbnail. Look at that pumpkin.
Yeah, I remember we were like, all right,
look at the 31. That's like Grunk on a stock image.
What the? I forgot we started using just Grunk, the same picture.
You're right, like along the bottom line.
There he is again.
That's me when I was a kid. Where do you get?
And he is right next to me. He's right next to 31. Scroll up. There's
no
like three
way.
Pictures of Grunk,
yeah,
and
no,
they're all
three.
Doing this.
I don't know if there's any. There's yeah, another
there's
one.
There's more.
Bye, Grunk.
There's actually way more.
Keep going. Keep going. Let's see how many we can find right now. Right
I
now.
I think
quick.
It started on Bye, Grunk. I'm pretty. Yeah, it did.
Oh, God.
It started, I know it on Bye, Grunk, and then it was just.
Wait, stop.
Look at that yummy one. That one's like a crazy thumbnail.
Which one?
That is pretty
Look
fucking
at the sick
nuts.
One of yummy. The sick one of yummy.
Look at the evil yummy on the top. He has like demon eyes and a demon teeth.
Old sick yummy.
Look at sick yummy.
Look at this cold yummy.
Cold yummy. Cold yummy. Cold yummy. Sick yummy. Sick yummy. Sick yummy. Demon yummy. Demon yummy. Demon yummy.
Dude, oh my Joker yummy.
Clown yummy. Clown yummy. Clown yummy.
I want to go back to this something.
He loves characterizing you.
Keep going. There's going to be one more.
Okay.
Oh my
dead
god.
Yummy. Dead yummy. Dead yummy.
Look at that. Look at that.
How to rip.
Why is dude, I honestly, I need to start doing this. Look at me going after. I'm crying.
Can we scroll up? Really can we get Cam to
look
do
at
this
the,
again?
Look at the Squidward one. He didn't even try.
Here lies three different people. It's the same picture.
Oh my god! It's the same.
Okay, wait.
Photo.
Go up.
It's the same photo.
Because we missed. Did we miss? Wait. Go up. When was our Japan episode? When was that?
Oh, that was down.
It's right there. It's up, 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 up. It's like 50. It's like 50. Up, 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 up.
There it is.
Right there. Oh, right there.
54.
The group chat in Japan.
There it is.
That's a good. I like that podcast.
Those people are super nice.
They were great. I still have the alcohol they gave us.
The soju?
No,
sake.
It was sake from Harajuku,
bro.
I believe.
Remember when we went with that? It was the girl that was from
that's
there.
Right.
We all. You, was it you and me?
It was
who
you and me.
There?
We went to the 7-Eleven.
Was it the ATM?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. To pay or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
so,
what
because
yeah.
It was cash. It was cash.
Yeah, so it was cash. So I forget her name. She was really nice, and we went. It was Larry, me, and her. We all walked like down the street to 7-Eleven, and she was just asking us questions about like what we do and everything like that.
Yeah.
And it was just so fucking cool.
That's when I learned Sugoi. I didn't know what Sugoi was.
Oh,
and she kept saying it over.
Really?
And over and over. Yeah.
Really?
I was like, what does that mean? She's like, it just means cool. I'm like, oh. It was crazy.
This is where I swear by it. Like, I know we've talked about the whole fat jokes thing at one point or another.
This is your break. This was your breaking point.
No. This is where, like, I was like, okay, there's, like, a whole other level to the fat jokes. Because I don't know who said it. But someone said that my belt
yeah,
had
5,400 pounds.
The weight limit. It's a 1,500. I was like, yeah, it's the weight limit.
That shit was so funny, dude. Like, I am all for fat jokes when they are so funny.
Is it like a podcast?
It was an off-white. Yes. It was an off-white belt that had 5,400 pounds on it. Yeah. Look up off-white. White belt, you'll
yeah,
see.
If you look up off white belt, capacity. It says weight
wait,
limit.
Wait.
It says weight limit 5,400 pounds.
Oh yeah, there it is. You see it?
Someone said, "Damn, Nick, I didn't know that your belt knew your weight.
You got a weight limit."
That was on this podcast episode. Yeah. It was so funny.
No, wait, someone commented
peaks.
Oh. Huh?
Someone commented or someone said it?
Oh,
I don't remember.
I think
we
said
it.
Yeah,
we all said
it
to
oh,
him
shit,
in person. I don't remember what it was or who it was.
It has to be one of these peaks.
I think I stood up. I think it's when I stood up and showed my outfit.
Yeah, you were showing. We were showing drip.
Comment.
It was so funny though. I just remember. I don't know who said it, but you guys are like.
Yeah, I can tell you it was either Yummy or Tanner. It was one of them.
Probably one of those.
That's it. I don't know who else.
Such a good moment.
What is that? What is he
stumbling?
It's
stumbling
Chinese food. He's mumbling, stumbling, bumbling.
Let me guess. You got
let me go cheeseburger.
Let me guess. A large fry, a large Coke, a large cheeseburger with a.
Shut up, dude.
You get Big Daddy.
We fucking got to your.
When we were driving,
We were
going to cut that, and bro's like, he knows the entire fucking menu. He's like, no, that's not what comes with it. And you get two sides, and no. Like, shut up, man.
Like, you didn't have your headphones on. You just knew.
Dude, you let me go. You guys like play a game of take turns. It's like crazy. You go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
I remember that trip when we were at fucking In-N-Out. What was it? Cookout.
Cookout.
Is that what it was? And I was trying to make an order, and Yummy was like, "Dude, that's not what comes with the order. That's not how it works. That's not what it does. No, it doesn't. It comes with this or that.
Because you have to get a cookout tray, dude.
There he goes.
And when you get the cookout tray, there's only some things you can get.
Like what?
I don't remember. It's like two entrees.
Wait, hold on.
No, it's like two entrees, two sides.
You're not ordering right now, are you?
No. I'm trying to find the comment for the belt thing still.
Okay. Let's see this one.
I have a traumatic memory of when I was a kid where I had these pliers outside of my house.
I already know what the story is, dude.
The corner of the brick wall right outside our front door. And three wasps came from the top corner. One of them got stuck in my shirt.
Meow.
I only laughed because I knew Larry was gonna react to that.
If Yummy was a war veteran, he would be like, there's a plane.
Meow.
Larry, do you miss your hair like that?
Dude, I don't know.
I could tell you right
when
now.
People would confuse you with being Asian. Yeah, that
was a lot. People literally, everyone thought it was.
Can I say something that I think would resonate with only you, Larry? Because I've grown my hair out a lot. Yeah. I miss the simplicity of my routine when it comes to like hair and shit when it was shorter. However, I would never go back. That's still long.
I mean, the back of my hair was still
long.
That's why
I keep my hair short. I need this hair short so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Too many worries on the brain without all that big hair.
I'll tell you guys what. I shower.
Oh, my God. I get out. I don't even want to think about you.
I do like the whole banana thing in between. You know, like the Mr. Krabs thing in between his legs. Yeah, see?
One of those.
Yeah. Well, not in this order because then I go and dry my head. So I dry my head first. So you and go then quiet. I do like this.
Yeah, man. I go behind and then I start scrubbing my hair.
Fucking grab the towel, put my finger, clean up in there.
Wash my hair.
I go like this one time. And I'm done.
That's pretty much all you
gotta
do.
That's crazy, dude.
Dry.
That's
all you gotta
do. So crazy.
This one actually made me scream laugh. Okay. Holy shit.
Where Soft Willie had done crack cocaine. He was in my bed humping Tanner. Like they were in my bed.
Oh
my God. Like cuddling and being fucking wild. No, like insane.
What was wrong with you guys?
Dude,
that was
he was the craziest I've ever seen.
What do you
I don't
mean?
Know what happened.
You were arching your back for Nick in Ice's bed.
What?
You've lived with us for 2 years. You've seen like worse.
No, I haven't seen worse. That night was the worst it's ever been.
Ah, you haven't seen
you were
the
begging
green
for
pie.
It. You were begging for it from me.
Yeah, Larry, you missed out, dude.
I'm glad.
You know those toys where you wind them up and then you just drop them on the ground. They're like, brr, 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 brr. That was Nick on Tanner for like an hour straight.
What?
Why are you guys so gay in there,
dude? Imagine putting a motor in Nick's lower back.
Have
and
you ever
that's
heard
the
of
only
like
muscle
a brotherly
he has.
Bond?
Have you ever heard of a bond?
That was like brotherly. That was like locker room, man.
There's like
anyway,
we never did that in the locker room in my school.
Well, shut up. Basketball's
shut
different.
Up.
Go to football.
I don't even remember doing that.
You don't remember when you were in Isaac's bed?
Oh, I remember. I remember because
it was right over here.
Goddamn,
wait, paint a picture for me. Hold on.
Okay, the picture was you were in my bed, like going to bed, and Soft Willie comes in and just lays on top of you and starts like.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
I'm sitting there editing. You guys are like just being gay.
We were in there for a while.
I was like, I was doing some crazy shit on Tanner.
Yeah, I remember one of you guys had the Piplup chain on from like fucking T-Moves.
No, you were like doing like the worm on me. You're like, you were doing like full weight on me. I was like, ah!
But you didn't move.
I didn't move.
You just let it happen.
I know exactly. Was this when I kept on saying Larry and Tanner and Tanner and Larry and Larry and Tanner and Tanner and Larry and I couldn't.
Oh, wait. Is this.
This has
I think so.
Wait, is this the complimenting thing?
Yeah, it was when I kept on saying Larry, Tanner, Tanner, Larry, Larry, Tanner, and I couldn't break it at all.
Isaac, if you called me to play Overwatch,
you guys are like fucking impossible this year. You guys are fucking impossible. Dude. Tanner.
Yeah.
You're very similar to Larry, and I appreciate you both.
We told you to suck.
No, we got to.
Why couldn't you just say, like, why couldn't you just not mention?
Because you guys are like Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber. You are like, I associate both
but
of
why
you
can't,
as one
why
brain.
Can't you separate it?
Can you, I don't
can you
know why.
Bob the Tomato by himself? Or do you have to say, hey, Bob, you're a lot like Larry.
You're a lot like
yeah, why can't you
compliment Bob and Larry?
You're not your own person. You're
if I was
like
doing
guy.
That, if I was doing I would.
What did you do after that? You left and you laid on your bed?
Oh, yeah, I got on Clash of Clans or Clash Royale. I think I was into Clash Royale at the time, and I was just running ladder shit.
My dad said he laughed so hard when you left.
I was so shocked that you just kept on going back to comparing him. Like
I know. I had a setup, and I don't think it was – I don't remember what it was.
You couldn't let go of it.
It was going to make it make – I was going to make it make sense, I think, but then it –
But we're just saying, just don't mention it.
My phone rings. I know I couldn't break the cycle. I just could not. I don't know why.
No way.
This got animated.
Yeah, it did. This is a great animation.
There's no privacy in this house. You sleep with your fucking dick and balls out.
Your door had this much of a gap.
Here comes Nick. It doesn't shut! My door doesn't shut!
Okay. Well, I wish we had that. Can we find that animation?
Yeah.
I think if I
look up the Willy vlog voice animation.
Is that what you actually look up?
Yeah, I bet you, yeah. It's something around
the Willy
around,
vlog
something
voice is
around
awesome.
There.
Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Wow, dab me up for that one, bro.
Oh, it's a
SpongeBob.
I love this. I love this. I watch it all the fucking time.
Dude, thank if anybody does something like this again, thank you.
Please do it.
Do it. Do it.
What do you have to talk about?
We stole a basketball goal today.
You didn't steal shit. You sat in your room.
Larry, it's lagging a bit.
What's up?
Is it lagging for you guys?
It is kind of. For you guys, like, we're not all here.
Oh, actually, I think my internet and my eyeballs is connected better.
Let me reset it.
Let me reset my eyeballs by blinking. Okay, yeah, now it's not lagging.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I was watching it lag on, like, other sequences, and I was like, I wonder if it's lagging for
me. We got to go back.
Everyone's looking at the same spot.
I think what it might be is just the frame rate of the animation, because no, who wants to draw yummy
stuff? No, it's not the frame rate.
Oh, okay, let me
see.
The frame rate.
This might encapsulate our podcast.
This is one podcast.
Yeah. It feels like we're a large family. There's like six siblings, and we all fucking fight about everything.
Oh my god,
and Crouch's the youngest.
That one clip is the best encapsulation of our podcast.
Fucking perfect. That's so fucking funny.
No one else does it like that.
They got the mannerisms like right on, like dead on.
Oh man!
Oh, I know this clip.
Here, like you can't, you don't want to see the palm, bro. It's this way.
How do you even orientate your hand like that?
Like that?
It's down, and it's.
But
out
look,
of the
it looks like I'm slaying.
Grog.
Grog. Grog. Straighten your wrist out.
Grog.
How does he? How do he do that? I'm like, go back.
He said, "Look."
Do
like,
what?
He's like doing
it. It was just this.
How did
I didn't do that.
Oh,
classic.
Like, can we all do it?
Oh, which one's it? Oh, the GIF?
Yeah.
Probably not in these cameras.
Look at us.
It does look like it.
Dude. I was going so fast.
Hole in the wall that asserts dominance. You ruin his house, ruin his property.
Yeah. Trash his entire estate.
I'll do that.
Fist hole.
Boom.
He dead. Why are you whispering like that?
He dead.
Fuck. When was that? It was recent. It was within the past year and a half.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Well, that was. Look, none of Yummy's rugs are hanging up. So
there's nothing up there.
What the hell was?
Okay.
What were we talking about?
Wait.
I don't even know.
Wait, but Nick. I got my lights and my camera's not yellow.
Not only that, but you also have like the little window,
the SpongeBob window
from the vlog.
From the vlog.
When was that vlog, Nick?
That was when Grunk visited.
When was that?
Oh, that was. Yeah.
December.
Yeah, December.
That's
wild. Those were up on my wall for so long.
That's crazy that like things like that. That's kind of how my brain works now. I go based on what video happened at that point.
I know. That's what I was just
like. Was it last to leave VC section of life or was it?
I forget who I talked to, but I've literally been saying this where I take photos of everything because sometimes I forget and I have to look at photos to like remember the timeline. Because oh my dude, it's so scatterbrained.
We can't even load a Twitter video, dude. Dude, we need better internet.
This is horrible.
If AT&T, dude, if you're watching somehow, Mr. AT&T or Mr.
Or like anybody. I don't even
Mr.
care anymore.
Mr. Anybody. Hello, Mr. Anybody.
How do you invent like internet? What do you do?
You gotta think hard.
Fuck.
You gotta get fucking wires.
How do they do that? You know those TikToks where they're like, this turned into Wi-Fi and it's like rocks and dirt and water and it's like, how the fuck did they do that?
What? Right. I don't even know.
What are you talking about?
They'll just grab the earth and they'll be like, somehow somebody turned this into Wi-Fi.
I've never seen that.
Really?
No. Turning. I'm
it just means like it's like
it's like the development.
Yeah.
Development,
it's like we started with this and now we have like internet Wi-Fi.
Dude, I was streaming last night and I was on Roblox. I was just playing like a little like parkour. That's it. But somehow, for half an hour, I spoke about how we came from like cavemen. To like someone typing in chat, bruh, and that was it. But I ran through the whole timeline from like the Big Bang to like bruh, and like
from the Big Bang to bruh.
The whole time I was playing Roblox, I was like Roblox. So I was just like jumping these like little obstacles.
Wait, because like you might have gotten your history wrong, dude. Because imagine, you know how there's like words used throughout history. What if they've been using bruh way longer than we think?
I think cavemans have always used bruh.
Look up bruh, origin.
look up bruh, caveman.
Bruh.
Isn't it that guy? Century. Isn't it that guy that got sentenced to like life in prison and fainted?
So it's 1900s.
I feel like a Gucci
look
ad.
Up, bruh. Yeah, there he is. When was the word bruh invented?
Here we go. Invented. Wow. Bruh. Bruh is recorded John Bruh? In the 1890s as a title John before Bruh. A man's name.
A friend Bruh or a guy? What up, bruh?
Bruh. Oh, my God.
What's up, bruh?
The 1890s?
That's pretty recent.
That's...
What's up, bro?
Bruh is ultimately shortened for... Oh, my God. So, yeah,
it's,
bruh.
It's pretty
That's
new.
What it means, yeah. It's
Wait, when was the Civil War?
Way 18, before...
1860s, I think.
Yeah.
1865?
1866. Look it up. 2024, bruh. Oh. Damn! Oh, my God!
We gotta warm up.
Oh, look, 86.
Is that coming right now? Oh, it's a trailer! Stretching.
We gotta
warm up. Dude, we're so fucked. We're so fucked.
We gotta
so
start...
Yeah.
Hey!
1861.
Oh.
Oh.
Three 18, in a row. 1861, you're right. It ends 1865. That's yeah. right. Okay, okay.
Bruh.
Gotcha.
Dude, what if the Civil War happened like right now? Do we even know what to do?
Yeah, we could hey. Do it. Who would we fight? We're in Texas.
Arkansas.
Ourselves.
Arkansas. Oh, if all the states just like fought each other, like each to their own.
Yeah. Wait, the last Civil War was
I could beat Washington because I was there. I have like inside information.
No, wait. Texas is good because Texas is like in its own grid. That's why we get fucked up during winter because we don't get support a lot. But like, I'm pretty sure Texas it's in its own power.
It's already its own like.
Did you
it
hear
is,
that yeah. the what is it Senate government something? They're like trying to make Texas a country.
They're trying to secede from the government. Yeah,
they're right.
They've been doing that
be
for years,
war,
dude.
Then.
Decades.
Didn't
even.
They do that for California as well?
They wanted
California
to.
Okay. Want, they want to do.
You
that.
Gotta tell me who's gonna win in this lineup.
All right.
Okay? All right ready?
All right. Wait. Fuck Mary Kill.
No. No. It's a 3v3 Civil War. You gotta choose a side.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Team captain on the left.
Uh-huh.
Los Angeles.
Okay. Shit.
Wait,
okay.
Are we doing states or cities?
No, city.
Okay.
Team captain on the right, Atlanta.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Damn.
Shit.
Los Angeles gets teamed up with Chicago.
Los Angeles. Sorry.
I wanna hear Atlanta more. Gets teamed up with Houston.
Oh, my God.
That's OP.
Oh, this is fucked up.
That's too OP. You can't.
Los Angeles, Chicago, Jacksonville.
Woo! Florida.
Detroit.
They play
Atlanta,
dirty. They play dirty on that side.
Houston.
Detroit.
New York.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That one. I call that one.
No, I don't know.
Houston. Houston.
I want Houston. New York.
Houston.
Yeah.
New York.
Right team. No, wait. No.
Atlanta. Yes.
No, other one.
I'm on team Los Angeles.
Yeah. Dude, it's going to be a close fight.
That's a close fight.
What'd you say?
Fight.
Chicago?
Yeah,
dude,
it was
think
LA,
about
Chicago.
How many people are in Los Angeles.
Jacksonville.
We have like...
Yeah, but think about how many people are in New York.
Yeah but Jacksonville, they're all crazy. New York, they're like, they're wild.
You
though.
Guys have numbers. We have like insane. We have like the Floridians as well as like the entirety of O Block. And then what? The
okay.
Lakers. We have the fucking Lakers. It's over.
LeBron
y'all lost.
Gun.
Y'all lost, dude.
Okay, okay. All right. What
a grenade.
We have the whole
grenade.
Lakers team.
Tokyo versus Hong Kong.
Dude, wait.
Tokyo
we have,
versus Hong
dude,
Kong?
I'm still on New York because we got the fucking mafia now.
Hey,
that's
yo.
New Jersey, isn't
Why are you
it?
Looking at me?
No, it is New York. It's New York.
Wait, because
we
got the we
got the whole
now,
mafia.
And then
now.
Atlanta has Gucci Mane, so like you automatically
Yeah, we
win.
Got Gucci Mane, the mafia.
Rigged.
I don't know. You guys are underestimating Houston.
Dude, I'm pretty sure there's a ton of
y'all are
cartel members
Houston.
In Houston, dude. Like, we might get away with some crazy shit.
Look. Think about it like this. People in Houston have the gun laws of Texas. People in LA have the gun laws of California. I know that doesn't stop.
But we have Jacksonville.
That doesn't matter.
You ever seen a 22 rifle pointed at your forehead when you're on my property?
No.
Were you dead gone about it? And then Obosh all. And then we got, what was it? The Lakers.
Yup.
Getting dunked on after
yeah,
you die.
It's a landmine.
But
yeah,
wait,
yeah.
You said the team was what? It was Atlanta, Houston, and New York? Bro, that's OP.
It is OP.
Atlanta alone is OP.
Yeah.
Dude, Atlanta?
And New York?
New York and Atlanta?
You don't even need Houston, and Houston's its own superpower.
New York is filled with, like, art students that are weird, homeless people, and that's pretty much it.
The homeless guy with a pet rat that can shoot
you. You get Casey Neistat.
Homeless people.
What else?
They got something wild in their eye. They'll do something crazy.
Let me put it into terms for you.
Okay.
L.A. is Captain America, and that's, like, fantastic. But then you got the other side. Atlanta is fucking Tony Stark.
Yeah, I was going to say Iron Man.
You've got fucking Tony Stark is Atlanta. You've got literally fucking, I don't know, who's the... you got Thor as fucking Houston.
Dude,
Thor
he made Larry look like Tony Stark Atlanta.
Houston is
look
the
what
Hulk.
You made him do.
Yeah.
He's not
Bro.
From Atlanta,
you got
Larry.
The Houston Hulks, look, and then you
the
got...
The Houston Hulks.
The Thor,
you pretty much have the Avengers already. Yeah, dude, we already have all of the Avengers. They're based in New York. You're done.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're done.
You're done, dude.
You're done.
Wait, we're not counting fictional shit.
Yeah, we are.
What the hell? No, we're not.
Can you look up the Avengers real quick?
Yeah, look how many people are on the Avengers and then tried to like do it.
Okay, go to pictures. Go to pictures.
Okay.
Just because we work based on pictures.
You got Tony. Yeah. You got Hulk. You got Hawkeye.
And New York. New York is fucking Spider-Man.
Okay, look up O'Block.
They got Michelle Obama. They got.
It's so over. Do you see that guy in the red? Look at, he's ready.
That's 6'9".
That's a one man army. Oh, it is.
6'9" grow up in O'Block.
Look at him.
He's crazy.
Yeah, wait, did Michelle Obama actually grow up in O'Block?
I do not.
I think that's a real.
What?
That's real.
Michelle Obama O'Block.
No way. What? No way.
Whoa.
See, that's why.
So is Michelle?
And then she married Obama.
Obama.
That can't be right.
Whoa. Come on.
Interesting.
And then she got a bunch of O's in her bank account because she rich.
Is that actually real?
What, this?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
And then she took the O's out of school because the kids needed to save calorie.
Look, this is a real photo.
Calories.
That's a real photo.
Look, that happened?
I'm not going to lie. I would actually, I would straight up pay for someone to make a video about what your hypothetical was. Like a war between those three.
You know what
cities.
I wanted to be like? Those infomercials were like, the InfoWars.
Well, hold on.
Well, you ever see remember the video? It actually was just in Isaac's video about like the O.J. Simpson video.
Okay, not InfoWars. Like,
the NFL criminals versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
I would pay for a simulation of like those three major cities versus
each other. Yeah. Yeah, wait, that guy, what's his name? Frosty, if you ever catch word of this, please make two teams with those three on each team, and we'll see who wins. Like, whoever, I guess, the football player is from, or I guess the teams in that area. I don't even know.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't even know.
I guess you, like, mix and match the best of each from each team.
I mean, he managed to do it for criminals. What's stopping, like, finding someone who's in Atlanta, Georgia?
Can't now, that was a crazy hypothetical, I'm not going to lie.
Look, so, wait. Obama wearing anime shirt.
That's not real.
It is real.
That's real.
It might have been photoshopped.
It was photoshopped, but it was cool looking.
Obama wearing glasses.
There it is.
Oh, this one.
Damn,
this one.
That would actually be so hard.
All right, now look up.
Not that.
Look up Obama posted up.
What?
Look up Obama and Elon naked.
Look that one up.
Well, I guess.
Y'all remember when Obama did the mic drop?
What? I don't know. Just posted.
Oh, or you kissed it.
And it. Dude, when I went to the White House when I was in middle school.
What?
Like just like outside of it, like you go like walk up. Like,
you raided the White House.
I went on a trip to DC. I saw the guards or whatever taking Obama's dogs outside to like take a shit and stuff. It was cool.
That's pretty cool.
On the front lawn.
Yes.
On the front lawn. That's supposed to be presentable.
It might have been the back lawn, but yeah.
What if it was just like the worst diarrhea?
Wait,
who was
the president who had like, he was like Noah of Noah's Ark? He had like a shit ton of crazy animals.
I don't know.
In the White House. Like,
wait,
around the White House.
I have another thing. Another conspiracy. Bullshit.
Whoa, my fault.
So, like, the White House, you know, they, like, I remember, I think it was Michelle that came out about the lawn, and she
first
was like.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Damn.
I think it was Michelle who came out, and she was like, yeah, make sure that we keep the garden beautiful, and we tend to it, and we make sure that the grass is well kept. Bro, I stole grass from the front lawn in the White House. And I put it in a Ziploc bag, and it was green a year later in the bag.
What?
It never died.
It was fake.
It was fake.
It was turf?
Fucking what? Fake.
It seemed, it turf? Felt real, but it never died
it
in the bag.
It was AstroTurf.
What?
Dude, you know what that's like?
Dude,
that,
you're going
to
get
what that's like? It's like McDonald's
you're,
fries.
You're on a wall.
You're
going to
get
a list.
Yeah. You're going to get a knock on the door.
No, you know what I just saw recently, not, dude? It was
we live
it
with him.
An ad.
Knock on our door.
Oh.
What?
You shouldn't have said that about the grass.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're actually toast.
I actually, but it ripped like real grass, but it never died.
That's still crazy that happened. Anyways,
does like, grass like die in a bag? I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it would. Yeah,
withers and turns
the only
like
reason
brown.
Why it would stay, yeah, it would stay.
It's fully green.
It's like he was saying about the McDonald's fry. It's like when you put the McDonald's burger into a time lapse and it doesn't move at all.
Yeah. But that's wild that you were able to pick it off, because usually AstroTurf is like stuck to the
That's
like
what I'm
thing.
Saying. That's
it's hard to like.
It felt like
out.
Real
so,
grass.
So they made it look real.
What did they
spray
paint it?
But it was probably
it?
Fake.
People do that. People do spray paint their lawns.
But it would dry up and like welt and like you wouldn't
Yeah,
notice.
Wouldn't it get hard and weight?
Yeah,
and,
like, it dry up. Flat. Like hay. Turn to hay.
Maybe it was actually hey. Just hey. The best. Dude, what if it was like the best real grass ever on planet Earth ever? All right, my bad.
No.
Did you see him?
No.
He did this stupid shit. Where he was like.
I was like, turn to hay. He'll turn to hay.
No, yeah, he literally was like, yeah, it will turn to hay. It will turn to hay. He looked at me and go, hey.
But I don't think dumb. I think the entire White House lawn is fake. That's my theory.
I don't know.
I think, dude, I think not the fucking turf. Human. I think the look people around there are fake.
Look it up. Maybe they actually planted the best grass ever on the planet.
Yeah, maybe they have like they stole some of those seeds. They're in that big silo somewhere in Iceland or Greenland.
Is it real?
And they got like the best grass in the world.
It never changes every year. Look at that.
Like just I'm talking like you know in Rust when you can make like perfect God seeds for hemp. That's what
strands.
They did for the White House.
Different strands.
It's exactly what they did. The perfect hemp strand.
You did not just compare the White
House. Dude, how many ads are on this website?
Jesus. It's all the same.
Dude, it's all Fallout 4. Dude, I'm not watching Fallout.
What
I'm not
is going
don't
on?
Away.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Brainwash!
Jesus!
How much money is this? Oh. This is like 30 grand.
Dude. Amazon Prime paid
$30,000
worth of ads.
Holy shit!
Check!
Oh my God, Shaq's new yacht is literally a floating mansion.
Click it. You guys are like, you guys are the actual perfect consumers.
Click it.
You guys are the perfect specimen.
Whoa!
Scroll down, find that picture. Find that picture of Shaq.
Oh!
What the hell?
Dude, it was clickbait. Oh my God, it's actually clickbait.
All I see are fucking.
Where is Shaq?
We'll never see Shaq again.
Does Shaq have a yacht?
Michael Jordan.
Dude. Ben Affleck.
Actually clickbait.
Dude,
actually,
no, it's at the very, very bottom.
Oh my
Go
God.
All the way down.
You said Ben Affleck. Remember Affleck?
Affleck.
Yeah. Affleck.
What the fuck was Affleck?
Was
that insurance?
It was insurance, yeah.
What happened to Affleck?
They're still around.
It's still a thing.
They have like commercial
ads.
It's
a duck. Wow.
They're big investors in commercials.
Dude,
not
you know what
ads.
I found out yesterday? They really
191?
Sorry, whoever made this was just fucking bored.
Yeah, what the hell
is somebody like actually scrolled through all these and read it all?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, this was definitely like. This can't be real.
No, this is just like people's jobs, dude. It's like this is what they do. They just have to collect information and then.
Hey, Jim, you wanna go get a bite to eat? Nah, man, I'm busy finding 192 celebrity in their yachts and writing a short little story about who they are as a person. But maybe later.
Did you guys know that fucking Robert Downey Jr. got paid $75 million for her Avengers Endgame?
Wow,
$75 million.
175?
No, $75 million.
XQC wow. got paid more to stream.
Did
so.
You did you know that? Who's the actor for Captain America? What's his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Bobby Bloomsworth.
Chris Hemsworth?
No, Chris Hemsworth is that fucking what's his name? Not Captain America.
No, it's
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
I don't think it's Chris
Evans.
Yeah,
he got 20. I think he got. They said 20 million is what he got.
20 mil.
Who is Cap? Oh, it is Chris Evans.
Cap.
Robert Downey Jr. asked for $75 mil and got $75 mil.
All
that's
he had to do was ask.
You could ask for like 80.
It's because they had to kill him in the movie.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They basically sealed off his fate as an Avenger in any future films ever. So he.
Well, same thing with Captain America.
No, he was in Spider-Man, dude. He was literally like on his like little wristwatch, bro.
Can they just bring him back?
Wait, Captain
to life?
America isn't in any more Avengers? He died.
Oh, he's old now. Spoiler alert! But
spoiler alert.
In Endgame,
he
goes
old.
Back in time, and then comes back. He's like, "No, I don't think I will."
You're right. Yeah, he did.
Hands off the fucking. Yeah.
I
don't
do that.
Think I will.
Yeah.
Shut up, you old bitch!
You old, you
right
old guy.
Right in the chest.
Boom! Not so, Captain America. Oh. Right. Boom! I could beat his ass when he's 90. I don't care.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
I'll beat up Captain America. He
get
the
fuck
the
away from me,
apart.
Man.
You tore him apart.
You're evil, bro.
What the fuck?
You're
ever
evil,
seen
evil.
Civil War?
Yeah, I've seen
well,
Civil War.
Okay, now what if somebody, one of you guys, did a 3v3 hypothetical with the Avengers?
Oh,
okay, that could go hard.
Jesus
Who
Christ.
Who wants to do it?
All right,
3v3?
I'll do it.
You got it?
You're going right. to set. Well, it's just going to turn into Avengers Civil War.
You're right. That's
you
got to
do it.
So I
got to
pick somebody on my team.
You know what? I'm not even going to look it up. Just.
Let me do it.
Let's do okay. Wait, do this. How about DC and then Marvel?
Oh, boo. Fuck DC.
Oh, no, you can't do that, bro.
Batman. Now, other team. Not Batman.
Let me do it.
All right, go ahead.
Vision.
Damn.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
And Loki.
Okay.
Versus Hulk.
Okay.
Iron Man.
Okay.
And who's like a really
Thor.
Useless freak?
Oh, useless? Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man
could crawl into Doctor Strange's wiener.
Ant-Man
That's
could
true.
Do
and
that.
And then expand.
Oh, Doctor
and then get
Strange.
And
dude, Eddie'd make you laugh. Paul Rudd's funny.
He's like telling jokes.
Oh, quite roomy
yeah.
in here.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Paul.
I forgot. I was supposed to add Doctor Strange in there, but I forgot.
That's
I gave
fine.
Up. Nah, sorry, guys.
I'd choose whatever team Vision was on, though.
Yeah, he kind of is broken, right?
Yeah, he's
can he do
everything?
All he's
dead.
Why are we talking about, like,
let's Let's send it back to Yummy. Let's send it back to Yummy, but Yummy can he's in his element. Three rappers versus three rappers.
Kendrick Lamar, Tupac,
okay,
and Nas.
Oh.
Versus Kid Laroi. Oh. Does he count as a
whatever
rapper?
Team that is?
Tupac. Kid Laroi, Lil Mabu,
YB and Namir,
Lil Mabu, Lil Mabu,
Lil Tekka.
Lil Tekka. I'm picked, dude.
That team right there. Lil Tekka. You're right, buddy.
Put me on Lil Tekka's team. I don't care.
Lil Tekka.
He's making bangers.
Will Smith.
Okay.
All right. Justin Bieber.
Okay.
He goes hard.
Diddy.
P. Diddy, Justin Bieber, are you fucking crazy?
If that's it, that's their team. Leave them on one room.
It's 50 Cent
versus the FBI,
the IRS,
the IRS and the CIA, as well as Homeland Security. It's a little unfair to 2v4.
That's like OP.
Is he still on the run? Is that what's going on? I haven't looked at it.
By the way, not
how
to get
you
like
stay in the air so long like that. He's just been flying. Like
he's not like still in his private jet or somewhere in space. He's just he probably landed somewhere.
Oh,
like
a non-Usher
extradition. Is it that's out the term?
Huh?
Non-extradition?
Yeah.
Ex.
Where like he ran away?
No, like you can go to a country where the U.S. can't demand you to come back.
Right. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Like they're not able
extradited.
To bring you back.
Expedited.
Extradited.
He's in like an island or something, isn't he?
I don't know.
Like an island that's not controlled by anything or what?
Like they don't obey the laws of like if the United States would be like, oh, arrest him and bring him back, like they're not gonna do that.
Crazy conspiracy. Whoa. There was like a picture of like P. Diddy's house and it was ransacked. It was all gone.
Yeah, and he had like 17 garbage
but people were saying they weren't going in there looking for evidence, they're going in there to hide it.
Who?
The people, I think FBI, I don't know, who sieged the house.
Oh, they were pretending? It was all fakey?
No. It's real, but they have to, like, hide evidence of...
Oh, the government does?
Yeah.
They should have let me raid it. I would have found the truth.
Well, they don't want you to find the truth, buddy. That's why they hid it.
I would have found it, and I would have made a video.
Oh, okay.
And I would have said... First video would have been a house tour of Diddy's billion-dollar mansion.
And then
the
surviving for
been
24 hours in Diddy's mansion.
Dude, Tyler Oliveira would have done that.
Yeah.
He probably already did. He's
probably
he's
there
the
right now, I bet.
Into
he's doing
Bohemian
it right
Grove.
Now.
Yeah.
Bro, he's funny, but sometimes he does stuff that's like so like out of pocket.
He pushes
like
the limit.
Yeah, I'm like, he's what are you scared saying to that person right now? Like, you're like bothering this poor guy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he was in Predator Park, and he was like, you're a pedophile? What do you think about being a pedophile? And he's like, I will hit you in the mouth with a fucking wrench. He's like, oh, pedophile? Are you a pedophile?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
I mean...
Calm down, Olive. That's what I'm calling
you. All for making fun of pedophiles all the time. But, like, he was at their house, and he was just like, do you want to buy a Feastable? You selling Feastable chocolate bars.
Also, what list are you on? It's like, damn.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
He has no fear.
He was soliciting.
Like, yeah, he was like trying to sell the chocolate bars to pedophiles.
I was like, I guess.
And then when I try to interview people, I'm just like, who do you think would win, Gone or the chairman? And then I do that every single time.
And they're like really into your conversation. You're like, oh, that's a great question. I think that personally, Gone would probably.
Okay, but for real though, Gone would.
What? What was the question? I didn't even hear it.
Gone would win.
Well, we'll
against
never
the
know
chairman. Yeah, he would.
Gone versus the chairman?
Yeah, he would.
The chairman's fucking dead. He blew himself up like a nuke.
Boom.
Yeah, but he would still win.
Gone would still win.
Yeah, because he put his life on the line, dude. Yeah.
Gone turned into like a little like
I think chairman
nugget of
got
mead,
some experience under
weed
his belt.
Chairman Netero, he does have the experience, but he's got like the stupid 99 hand bullshit and Gone.
Dude, but Gone didn't even have to fight the bug, the king bug.
He didn't. He didn't get a taste of that.
He didn't even get a taste of that.
He didn't get to try it.
Didn't
he
get
wasn't
to try
too power. He wasn't powerful enough.
Wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, yeah, he got
the
think
second
about
in
this
command.
He had to use every single ounce of his strength
just to
and
beat
like
his,
beat
side character.
He had like tap into his life force, bro, to beat like the henchman.
Yeah,
no,
henchman.
But he was like not even challenged.
What, Gone?
Oh,
yeah.
When he
went,
at
when
that
he,
point,
at that point, he
that
was like
point
far, far superior.
Yeah,
he was like,
so he can't do that again, though, right?
Nope.
No, but using that
he knocked
version of him.
Well, because against what he did was he sped up his training 40 years. So that was him. That's he was cheating. Like 12 years old. He expedited his training. So it, that would have been a version of him 40 years in the future.
What did he just say?
That's cheating.
That's cheating. That is cheating. So, I mean,
not even cool,
true,
dude.
Not even cool.
Yeah, you're not cool. Actually,
yeah.
At
if
all.
I could go 40 years training without even doing anything, I'd do it too.
Yeah, and I like also don't even age.
Oh no,
like
my life.
I can't believe one of like the best writing like stories ever like did that. They just like yeah, he just went forward 40 years and he got really strong.
Yeah, he like he advanced his training like some. They were like, yeah, this is he's like a version of himself that was like as if he was training for 30 something years.
Yeah, he was literally 30 like years old. That's the thing.
I'd say Chairman beats his ass.
What yeah, if like forced himself to grow
what if you
up?
Ate a burger and then you do that and you're just like really
like abs.
Like 40 years later, he just ate so many. You're like, oh shit.
He ate a burger and it looked like he ate 1,600 burgers.
He just kept beating them. Bite. They were so good. That how one burger changed his life.
All right.
Yeah, let's keep on going. Let's watch a few more.
Autistic kid is bullied on an airplane, but it turns out he's the pilot.
Oh, yeah,
and he gets so mad he crashes into the Twin Towers.
We didn't take that out. We didn't take that out.
I'm gonna get out of my chair. Hold on.
No, he can't explode after the Twin Towers.
Oh my God.
Yummy's the hit, Pentagon.
Mr. President, the hit yummy.
No,
dude. Dude, we are so much more strict now about what goes into a podcast than we were back then. Clearly,
no, we're not.
Not really.
No, we're not. Dude.
Look, all right.
Yeah, all we do is like look someone up says the address. Don't put the obviously. Don't
look
put
up bikini
what
boobs.
What was the clip? What was the clip where like I think you start to pretend you were the tower? You're like,
oh. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
What was that video?
I don't know where it was. Yeah, there's a video of me going.
I'll make fun of any tragedy today, right now. I don't care, dude. Let's do it.
Shit. Yeah, when Yummy has a shiesty on, it's fucking over.
It's
and when he takes it off, it's still over.
It is over.
This is Yummy. So the waiter will come behind him.
Oh,
no,
my God.
That's
oh,
not
no,
true.
No,
it's
no.
Not true. It's
what?
Not true. It's
what?
Not true.
What?
Play it. I don't even think
no.
We watched that one, did
no,
we?
No, he did. He did. We did.
Wait, what was it of?
It was the waiter shit. It was all the waiter
stuff. Oh, okay.
Possessive almost. And entitled to a fridge that, like, you oh, pretty no. Much forced Yummy to plug in.
Because it's for everyone!
That's so loud.
Drink 8 gallons of milk, Nick!
I will.
You- I will.
I will.
Go buy some using code group. Get me.
So start running up this lane, I swear to God!
All right. Oh, my God. Okay.
If I my grip go right now.
Dude, we get loud
look
as shit.
Titter.
Dude, can
look
you look
at
up?
Titter, dude.
What did I say?
Time. Go buy some using code group and get lean.
Dude,
drink
if
it
you
all.
Guys will start running up this lane, I swear to God.
Tanner, you were promoting it when you drank it all, dude. It's with an empty bottle.
Tanner, you like stood at attention.
The little like, bit of purple at the end.
Dude, drawer. Can you look up, what was it? Is it Gwimbly Gun?
Yeah.
Huh?
From the new Smiley Friends episode.
I swear to God, if I'm gonna make it right now.
How do you spell it?
Just look up Grimbly. Like Grimbly.
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 Grimbly yeah, Smiling Friends.
There you go. So hold on. Pause it. Because they had this like character that was like from a PS2 game, basically. And it sounded like he was on just a shittier mic than everybody else who was like recording the audio for the episode. And you'll hear it when he gets really loud. It kind of peaks, and it's pretty
wait,
funny.
Wait. I
it
wonder just, what if that's like their biggest fear of someone saying that. They're like, "Fuck, he fucking found out." That
no,
this guy
dude, they
doesn't...
make it obvious. Just listen. Okay, okay. Just, you'll see.
Ah, Gwimbly! Nice to see you after all these years. I see your solo career is going successfully.
Oh, I swear to God, if I had my Gwimbly gun on me right now.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Oh, I swear to God, if I had my Gwimbly gun right now.
So God. We still have to watch that. God.
The what? Oh, the episode? Yeah, I've
watched
it.
What is famous?
Gotta watch that one.
What is a famous guy? Oh.
Oh, my God. I put this. Oh, my God.
I know what a famous guy I became.
I want you to go in. I want you to dunk that shit.
This guy has a mustache of a famous guy.
Oh. Forgot about
a famous guy.
Famous guy.
Last meals.
Yeah.
I'm a famous guy.
Oh,
Puerto Rican be.
Move it down.
Looks like I got the mustache of a famous guy.
I love the famous guy.
We have to pick one to end on. We need to pick one to end.
What is this one? Do we watch this one?
Like, okay, if I did something that, or no, if I got convicted for something I didn't do and I got executed, I'd make them feel so bad. I'll be like, one crumb of bread, please.
You're like, gosh,
like, don't kill him!
I'd be like, one crouton, please.
No, that's what I do. But
no, damn.
Wave of one.
Thank you. All right, the last thing I want to do is just, I really just want to see how the last episode ended. Like, how do we do the... Because we can't do bro face.
Oh, burger of the month!
Dude,
truffle me. Oh, truffle me.
I want a truffle make burger of the month!
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
There's no way you can take a bite of that.
Let's
fucking
see.
How do we end it?
Trevor said, well, bye.
You get 10% off. It doesn't get.
Here we go. Hold on, wait.
Tell us a story.
Wait.
Oh, do we end it with a hypothetical? Okay. I think we do.
All right, I'm going to have a word with Nagy about that because I'm actually his boss, and that's not going to fly.
Okay, I have to pee really bad.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we're wrapping this up. All right, first episode. Woohoo!
Okay, it's that.
We don't get the happy when we finish anymore.
You end the videos like that still, even to this day.
Well, do you remember when
I
had to
go? I have to pee.
That is true. I do do that. It's because I can't punch my mic anymore. It's my second alternative.
Remember when that used to be a thing?
I do.
Dude, do you remember the first, like, probably 30 episodes that we did, we had to actually pull Grunk aside and be like, dude, you got to stop just like tweaking out for no reason on the podcast because nothing would be happening. And be like, yeah, and we'd be like, Grunk, this is a podcast, dude, not a YouTube video.
That was like the beginning of like the podcast.
At the very start when Grunk was like, we were all getting used to it. I remember he would go,
he would just do a lot of like,
and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I forgot.
Things.
I'm sorry.
Like, he would have like a keychain. He'd just be like,
jingling keys in his hand.
Yeah, and he'd just be doing all kinds.
Yeah, he'd like randomly just be like,
yeah, go.
Yeah. Sorry guys, that was bad.
Yeah. He'd be like, sorry, no, he'd like pick a hangnail and be like, ouch. And he'd just,
oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Larry. Yeah. Do you see that comment? Nick, do you see that comment? Because that was your thing.
Oh my god, Ryan the leader.
The peanut free table. Viewers at home, if you're unfamiliar with that phrase, that was actually the first name we had come up with for the podcast. Was the peanut free table.
I was not around for that. All right, look. No, I'll take ownership. That was my idea. It was 100% my idea because you guys didn't like it.
I don't think I liked it at all.
I remember it was when Chewy was supposed to be on the podcast too. And I was like, what about the peanut free table? Because like at the time, I used to call myself the king of the short bus.
King of the short bus.
So then you want to, dude, your whole theme was going to be centered around.
God. Damn. It's your whole
Soft
niche.
Soft Willy, king of the short bus, yeah.
peanut free table.
Oh,
advertiser zero. Sponsorship zero. Gamer subs is out.
What is a peanut free table? What does that mean?
Peanut. It's cool.
Do you remember
you sit at the peanut free table?
Like you, like if they're allergic to
allergic
peanut butter,
to peanuts,
and allergic to anything.
That's
peanut.
A thing.
Yes. Yeah, because they can't have peanut butter and jelly for lunch like line. Everyone else, so like, they get their own table and their own
if
line.
You have a peanut allergy, you have to like be really careful.
That's a thing.
What did no one in the South have fucking peanut allergies? Look,
yeah, look,
it's the peanut free table.
Oh, I feel so
that's why
sad.
It was so funny to me at the time because I would sometimes sit with kids in like eighth grade at like the. Well, I wasn't. I
Dude,
was in eighth grade. They were
I
also
don't
eighth
even,
grade.
You would that, infiltrate
oh
their
my
table.
God.
Wait, what? What?
I'm just thinking about like this has never been a thing, but I'm imagining how horrible it would be for kids who sit at these tables.
Yeah, they are literally.
Yeah, it was sad.
They are targets.
That's why I thought
look,
about
there's
it.
There's orange signs on their table. No shit, they're gonna get made peanut free.
Ooh, they're waving like a peanut butter.
Oh, like, you don't like nut. You don't like nut.
Yeah, nut safe
so
area. See,
so is that the fucking logo down there?
What? Yes, that's the fucking
that's
logo.
That's the fucking logo,
table.
Dude.
Watch who's using it now.
Click on that.
Click on it. That's our Twitter.
I have absolutely
that's,
no
that's
fucking
Twitter. Yeah,
idea.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the peanut
and bear.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god.
I wasn't even there. I didn't even meet you.
Soft Willy
Holy
and
shit.
I didn't okay, meet
that sucked. That sucked. That sucked. That was a joke we still use.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
That's where I came from?
Yeah, dude, it always be
I didn't even know this was real.
The running joke was always Soft Willy and Friends. Cause like,
Soft Willy and Pal.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
That logo is better than our current logo.
That is.
Bro, I made that in Photoshop, I'm pretty sure.
That's like someone. The best one.
I think I paid someone. I don't remember.
I want to see. Okay, we got to remember. 92 followers. That's it.
Who's it following?
Probably us four.
Following?
Yeah, probably your not your Twitter because you got deleted.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
That's so funny.
Wow.
That's badass.
Look at Chewy's Twitter. Soft Willy Discord sub mod.
Jeez. Dude, why do people... If you had a peanut allergy, why would you sit at that table?
Because you can't sit around.
There are certain like levels of peanut allergies. Like you eat it, you know, you might like.
Yeah, but if you smell it. You can smell it.
Smell and touch, and
up.
Your throat will close up, and you will suffocate and die.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that.
Yeah, they have to be on their own little.
Dude,
like,
imagine dying to a peanut.
Sucks, man.
I mean, that's exactly why they all get made fun of. Yeah. People like you, man. You're just a
I always thought
mean
the peanut
guy.
Free table was always so funny. I always used to love that idea because it was just like
to pick on the less fortunate.
imagine
they are cursed by God.
I had friends that would sit at the peanut free table, and the conversations at the peanut free table were so fucking funny.
You got a big old spoonful of peanut butter, you went.
No,
hi, everybody.
Oh my God! If you had a fork,
and they're all like
spoon?
They get hives on their arms and shit. And they're like itching like bad. You guys are horrible.
Food fight, just a peanut handful.
Oh my God!
Right at the peanut free table.
Yeah,
so funny.
There wasn't any in my school, but I heard about them.
We had two of them.
Free
two people.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
School prank.
No. It was usually like two or three kids that would sit at it at a time. Because there weren't many peanut allergies, but if they had them, they would sit there.
It's
lunch.
Severe if they have them.
Or they'd go to a teacher's classroom, like typically.
That's probably what my
privilege.
School did. Or principal. The principal.
The principal. It was a principal. Yes. Yeah.
The principal's office.
The two kids went to the principal's office to eat.
Privileged.
Yeah. It wasn't a good time.
Assholes.
They'll have it. No friends could go.
No.
They're peanut butter.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, dude. I remember. Did you guys like ever get Chick-fil-A for like...
For lunch?
Yeah.
No?
Damn, who in their right mind would get that, bro?
Me, gang.
Oh, he's already looking at his order now.
Dude, all we had was like floor stop, like food. We had like nothing.
Oh, that was when Michelle Obama stepped in. You guys didn't get any more Chick-fil-A?
No, we never had Chick-fil-A. We never started with that. We just had like PB&Js and cheese sandwiches from our school.
Yeah, but you never had this.
I wish I had that.
You wish you did have that.
I wish so.
True.
Look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I will not lie. That looks good. The school chocolate milks were always the best.
Oh, that looks good.
They were like monopolized.
They were so good. But then Michelle Obama genuinely ruined lunches.
Fuck you, Michelle Obama.
Wait, what? Somebody drew a butt over it.
It was a butt.
Shit it out.
It pooped it out.
I thought it was a three.
It's a turd.
It's a big turd. All right, I have to go to the store like really effing bad, and it's going to close if we don't wrap up.
Okay,
so
ladies and gentlemen,
thank you guys for joining us for episode 100. Although we are not all here, we miss Gronk. He is busy studying. Give him some prayers or whatever.
Give him some. Good luck.
Make sure you guys buy Lean using code group. You have to use code group because of these 12 holographic Pokemon cards that are worth more than your fucking order. Plus any other cards.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys have a chance to buy
free money. Free money. Infinite money glitch.
We do know if you use code group and get Lean, so
we know.
We know everything. We know who doesn't
see.
Oh,
we're like Santa Claus.
You have to do it if you want it.
We fucking know.
Yeah, dude. I mean, why not? You guys get the chance of getting a Venusaur.
It's gone.
Oh, all
right, it's fine.
All right, crowd. All right,
thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back next week. All of us will be here, I think. We'll see.
Maybe.
Unless someone tragically dies.
I'll be gone, probably.
It's my birthday
when you're watching this tomorrow. So.
That is true. Happy birthday to Yummy.
Happy birthday, Yummy!
Thank you.
All right.
He's turning 21.
I would bro-fist it out, but... The Gronk's not here.
We don't need to do that.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.